Why do the most complicated orthodontic cases on social media get the most attention, while simple, effective treatments stay invisible? And are complexity and control really the same thing? Or is this where ego quietly replaces efficiency? My name is Dr. Martin Baxman, and welcome to the Lean Orthodontics podcast. Today's episode is a short but important reflection on social media and orthodontics. And on a contrast I see almost every day. Lean orthodontics versus what I like to call ego orthodontics. Many of us start the day by scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, or other platforms. And before we realize it, valuable time is gone. But that's not the real issue. What truly surprises me is the kind of orthodontic content that often gets celebrated there.
Lean orthodontics stands for efficiency, clarity, and reproducibility. It focuses on doing what is necessary and nothing more. Treatments are transparent, sustainable, and based on solid diagnosis and well-understood mechanics. Yet on social media, we often see the opposite. Highly complex constructions, multiple loop arches, mini implants combined with sectional wires, and extremely elaborate mechanics are presented as innovation and control. The irony is that these complex systems are frequently used to solve problems that could be managed far more simply.
The idea that more mechanics automatically mean more control is a misconception. Complexity does not eliminate variability, it increases it. When we bend highly complicated arch wires or design intricate mechanics, we may achieve a result once, but reproducing that exact result again is nearly impossible. This is what we call inter-rater variability and intra-rater variability. Even when the same person repeats the same action, the outcome changes. When different clinicians attempt to copy what they saw online, the variability becomes even greater. We know this problem well from diagnostics. If multiple clinicians trace the same cephalometric landmark, the results will differ. Even if one clinician repeats the task multiple times, the markings will not be identical. This reality alone should make us cautious about blindly copying complex biomechanical constructions from social media posts.
The same applies to biomechanics itself. Perfectly calculated forces, precisely drawn centers of resistance, and mathematically exact angles may look impressive, but they remain approximations. Teeth move in three dimensions, and over time. Every tooth has its own changing coordinate system, influenced by biology, anatomy, and treatment progress. The belief that extreme precision on paper guarantees perfect clinical outcomes is an illusion. I personally value elegance, simplicity, and intelligence. In music, a melody is often powerful because it is immediately understandable. The same applies to orthodontics. A simple, well-designed system that works consistently is far more impressive than a complicated construction that looks spectacular but is hard to reproduce and difficult to teach.
This is my invitation to you. Don't be dazzled by overly complex treatments on social media. Focus instead on achieving consistently high-quality results in your own practice. Build systems that are reliable, teachable, and repeatable. Understand deeply which patients require which approach, which tools you truly need, and how to apply them efficiently. Simplicity does not mean oversimplification. It means clarity, scientific thinking, and conscious decision-making. Read beyond headlines. Look into methods, limitations, and biases. Question what you see, and especially what looks too perfect to be true. If this episode gave you something to reflect on, then it has served its purpose. Subscribe to the podcast, share it with colleagues, and feel free to leave a comment, whether you agree or disagree. Till next time, stay focused, stay curious, and keep orthodontics lean.